Yeah, good afternoon. Paul Huber from Homer, and just want to speak in favor, of course, of HJR6. You know, this has been messed up with the legislature for so long, and trying to figure out how to get in to take the people's money, and it's just wrong. I don't know how to say it. You're hurting the poor, and you're hurting the disenfranchised, and you're creating larger roles of people on medical help and on food stamps and all of that, and it's just ridiculous. So if you increase the PFD, it's really simple. You take people off of welfare and you give them a sustainable living. For a lot of families that are poor who've got 6, 8 children, you take them off of food stamps and off of the welfare payrolls and all of that, and putting them in a position where they can actually take care of their families, not to mention the basics of economics, trickle down effect of what that amount of that PFD does in the economy every October. I don't think you guys have talked about that enough and done enough economic studies to see what that does to the entire state, because that money generally stays in the state and people are super happy, people are upbeat, all of that. When that money is rolling through the economy every October, people get to do things like pay their bills, you know. Yes, I'm in favor of HJR6. Again, Paul Huber from Homer. Thanks.